Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner. Which is why the soybean harvest west of Peoria is not stopping, and a soybean processor is not stopping, and a ship's captain on the west coast is stopping, but just for a while. Somewhere west of Shenyang, a teenager is stopping for dinner, a dinner rich in soy protein. At ADM, we like the idea there'll be no stopping him now. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. A new wave of cabinet officers are stepping up to the plate. I compliment President Bush for his evaluation courage and decisiveness. Not that the cabinet officers leaving have not done a good job. They have. Some individuals from the original cabinet just simply wanted to step aside. The job is all-consuming. You effectively give your life over to the job. The president realizes that he has four more years to try to accomplish certain very important objectives. The budget deficit cannot be ignored. Social Security needs to be reformed, and he wants tax reform. On the ag side, we are faced with a farm bill and trade negotiations. The president needs to choose the right leadership to help him succeed. He needs leaders with special skills and qualifications that fit the job to be done. Now, here's a backdrop. We have a ballooning budget deficit forcing inevitable reductions in farm spending, not to mention unpleasant choices on ag trade. The president needs a Secretary of Agriculture with credibility in farm country. In rural America, the heartland, the next secretary must know his constituency and be able to articulate farm policy. At the same time, he or she must be able to sell the president's plan to the farm community. The president needs someone that the ag industry will listen to and believe. Now, I don't know to whom the president will turn. There are plenty of good possibilities. Let's start with Missouri Farm Bureau President Charlie Cruz. And if you want someone that really knows his way around, Congressman Charlie Stenholm, but he is a Democrat. Don't overlook Chuck Connor, the president's ag advisor in the White House. And I've heard other names, Glenn Kepke, Orion Samuelson, Gary Bays, Alan Johnson. My advice to the president, remember Senator Bob Dole's words to Ronald Reagan? We need a hands-on farmer. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.